seven candles on her cake. And she means to make her life her own before there's 28. She was daddy's little girl, mama's little angel, teacher's pet, pageant queen. She said, all my life I've been pleasing everyone but me. Waking up from someone else. She was daddy's little girl, mama's little angel, teacher's pet, pageant queen. She said, all my life I've been pleasing everyone but me. Waking
music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. At least 200 people are dead, many more injured, as Israeli Defense Forces carry out airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon.
The mood here in Beirut is very different today. The streets are quieter and many restaurants vacant. And this morning, a lot of people got warnings on their cell phones to evacuate, and those same messages were broadcast on radio stations. And I can tell you that we've seen people here extremely worried.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Beirut. The situation in the Middle East will be a focus of this week's United Nations General Assembly. Tomorrow, President Biden's expected to give his farewell address to UN members. The suspect in a second assassination attempt on former President Trump is due in court today. The hearing will be to determine if Ryan Routh should stay behind bars while the investigation continues. He's charged with two gun-related crimes but has yet to enter a plea. This is ABC News. The Pope has canceled meetings today due to what's described as a slight illness.
On the heels of an arduous 11-day Asian trip, Pope Francis has come down with what the Vatican calls slight flu-like symptoms. And as a precaution, he'll be taking it easy for the next couple of days. Part of the reason behind that, he's on the road again on Thursday to Luxembourg and Belgium on a 4-day trip. The 87-year-old knows when he has to slow down. Through much of last winter, he battled bronchitis and bouts of influenza. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A looming strike that could shut down ports on the East Coast is prompting lawmakers to urge the White House to intervene. Dock workers could walk off the job as early as October 1st without a contract. House Republicans pushing the Biden administration to help the negotiations to avoid a supply chain crisis. The White House says it won't force the workers back to work if there's a strike. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids' games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A crisp and cool, refreshing day today under bright, sunny skies as highs only climb to the upper 60s. As a few clouds filter in later this evening, overnight lows will fall to the low 40s. Patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning, then it'll be sunny and 70. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 58.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A new report from the FBI shows Americans lost a shocking $5 billion to scams involving cryptocurrency last year. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says that's because scammers have moved to using crypto like Bitcoin to steal your money. Reinen says there's really no legitimate reason to own cryptocurrency other than as a fun amusement, where you are unlikely to get your money back. Vice President Kamala Harris says Republicans are being divisive on purpose in the weeks leading up to the presidential election. At a Friday night rally in Madison, the Democrat presidential candidate said the recent debate with former President Trump showed the divide between the two. Harris said former President Trump would undermine Wisconsinites' health care and reproductive health. This was Harris's first visit to Madison and fourth visit to Wisconsin since she got the nomination. The fall hunting seasons are here, and the Wisconsin DNR wants to make sure you're signed up for hunter education courses. Program specialist Ashley Van Egtern says three different course options are available. Anyone born on or after January 1st, 1973 is required to have their hunter education certification in order to purchase a hunting license in Wisconsin. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. No one was injured in a workshop fire at W2181 Mike Vernick Road in Nelson Township Thursday night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a passing motorist reported the fire, and when firefighters arrived, the workshop was fully engulfed. Firefighters were able to prevent the fire from spreading to other buildings. The workshop was a total loss. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Durand firefighters celebrated the arrival of the new ladder truck yesterday at the fire hall. The department held a push-in ceremony to officially dedicate and put into service the new truck. The department also recently received a donation from We Energies, Black's Valley Ag, and CHS for some new thermal imaging cameras. Those cameras have been ordered and should be in service in the coming weeks. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gau says he may sue if the University of Wisconsin fires him for making porn videos. Gau told reporters he may sue to try to keep his job as a professor. Gau had a hearing before UW regents Friday, but said it did not go well. He says not a single regent asked him a single question. UW lacrosse fired him as chancellor last year when his porn movies came to light. They're trying to fire him from his teaching job. Gau continues to argue he has a First Amendment right to make porn movies with his wife. The university's lawyer on Friday told Regents that Dr. Joe has got to go. A pair of high schoolers from Eau Claire are headed to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Memorial High School's Mika Zweifelhofer and North High School's Max Westrum made the cut to play with the Great American Band. The Great American Band is made up of single players from schools across the country. Mika and Max are the only two from Eau Claire who made it this year. The two said they've been playing for years, but the parade will be the first time that they get to play together. The two will also travel to New York City together. You'll be able to see them on Thanksgiving Day during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Wisconsin is looking at another AI project. The state's economic development arm, the WEDC, is putting together a concept paper for a new manufacturing AI effort. The National Institute of Standards and Technologies is driving the project. WEDC boss Missy Hughes says if Wisconsin is chosen, it could mean tens of millions of dollars in investment into the state. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is
Preliminary enrollment numbers for the Durand, Arkansas School District are expected to be lower this year. District Superintendent Ryan Nelson says it wasn't a big surprise.
We had a large graduating class last year, 85 students going out, a little bit smaller kindergarten class coming in this year, right around 53 students. So, you know, when we look at being down 27, it's a little less than what that difference is between outgoing seniors and incoming kindergartners. So no real big surprises there. Obviously, you like to maintain or increase enrollment. But we are looking at being down a little bit this year.
The official third Friday of the month count from this past Friday should be released in the coming weeks. Motorists in Menominee may experience some traffic delays starting tomorrow as Bangi Drive between 24th Avenue West and 28th Avenue West will be resurfaced. The milling and paving project will reduce the drive down to one lane, and no parking will be in effect as well. The project is expected to be done by October 4th. Police in Rice Lake say last week's backfiring car caused a panic at the local middle school football game. Officers rushed all over town last Thursday because of reports of gunshots. One of those reports came from the Rice Lake Middle School, where there was a football game at the time. Officers say coaches dove on players while parents rushed their kids off the field. No one was hurt, and there was never a gun. Police eventually found two men who were driving the car that backfired. Those men are now looking at disorderly conduct charges. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are worried about Microsoft's new data center. the Sierra Club, and about a dozen others wrote a letter to Microsoft last week saying the plan to use methane gas powered plants to feed the data center's energy needs is a step backward. The letter says using gas to power the data center would push their goal of reducing the state's carbon footprint out of reach. The environmental groups want Microsoft to instead use solar or wind power to meet their needs. Microsoft is working in the center and hopes to have it open sometime next year. A Rice Lake man is facing multiple charges after a crash killed another man 2 weeks ago. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, 45-year-old Stephen Anderson was driving on Highway SS on the night of September 6th when he crossed the center line and crashed into another vehicle driven by John Schubel of Cameron. Schubel died at the scene. Another passenger was injured. Anderson is now facing 8 different charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Wisconsin is one of the top 10 financially healthy states in the U.S. A new report by MarketWatch Guides looked at average salaries, retirement savings, and disposable income by state. Wisconsin was ranked the 6th most financially healthy, with Pennsylvania and Ohio topping the list. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you've got high blood pressure, there's a 50-50 chance you're a walking time bomb. Thankfully, you can take control of your blood pressure with a drink called 120 Life. 120 Life is formulated with ingredients that have all been shown to help naturally lower blood pressure. Go to 120life.com. Use the code JUICE for 15% off. We'll refund your money if you're not fully satisfied. Go to 120life.com. There's nothing to lose.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right? Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A crisp and cool, refreshing day today under bright sunny skies as highs only climb to the upper 60s. As a few clouds filter in later this evening, overnight lows will fall to the low 40s. Patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning, then it'll be sunny and 70. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 58.
Malik Willis passed for 202 yards and a touchdown and ran for 73 yards and another score to lead the Packers to a 30-14 win over his former team, the Tennessee Titans, in Nashville. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In 2 starts with the Packers, Willis didn't turn the ball over in winning both games.
I mean, more than anything, it's a testament to Coach LaFleur and all the other coaches. And, you know, we have a ball meeting and we talk about Wesson, a key component to winning ball games. And more than anything, it's the turnover differential. And I think that he does a great job showing us the importance of the ball and keeping it and being plus on the turnover margin. And I think we just try to focus on that.
Packers defense had three more takeaways, including Xavier McKinney's third pick in three games this season and Jaire Alexander's first career pick six. They also sacked Titans quarterback Will Levis eight times, including a pair from Devontae Wyatt and Preston Smith. Packers improved to 2-1. NFC North, the Vikings improved to 3-0. They rolled to a 34-7 victory over Houston at US Bank Stadium. They'll head to Green Bay to take on the Packers on Sunday. The Lions knocked off Arizona 20-13, improving to 2-1. Jared Goff passing for two touchdowns in the win. The Bears fell to the Colts 21-16 at Lucas Oil Stadium. Former Badger Jonathan Taylor ran for 110 yards and two touchdowns. Brewers rallied from eight runs down to beat Arizona 10-9 to salvage the series finale at AmFam Field. Things got so bad early, fans started to boo their team, something that Willie Adames was not a fan of.
It's tough. It's tough. It's part of the game, but it's tough when you're home and they boo, you know. I don't like it, obviously, you know, but, you know, it's part of the game, you know. They kind of upset because we're getting beat up. But then at the end of the day, they were happy, you know. So it's like, if you're going to boo, they got to come support, you know, more often.
Brewers start the final week of the season with the first of a three-game set at Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
John Legend here. How do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date?
With a COVID shot this season.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Ask your healthcare provider and book at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
A dominant night for Larson under the lights in Thunder Valley. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The first round of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs came to an end Saturday night at the Bristol Motor Speedway, with four drivers being eliminated from title contention. They were Ty Gibbs, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, and Harrison Burton. However, all were behind Kyle Larson, who not only won the race, but did so in dominant fashion, leading a race-high 462 of 500 laps.
No, my car was really good. I've had lots of great race cars at Hendrick Motorsports. You know, sometimes they've turned into wins. A lot of times, you know, they haven't.
Saturday night's win was also the 13th for Hendrick Motorsports at the Bristol Half Mile. See the full results now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand, or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Nothing says fall like bright orange pumpkins. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With proper harvest and storage, they'll stay in top shape for all of your autumn activities as you're living the country life.
Visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch? If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
Several years ago, we had a small pumpkin patch that produced maybe 3 pumpkins, but it was fun to watch them grow over the summer. The toughest part was figuring out when to pick them. Mike Rogge is a local foods and small farm educator at the University of Illinois. He says to harvest when the pumpkins are a deep orange color because they don't ripen any further after they're picked.
They're living when you pick them. They're still attached to the vine. You want to make sure the vine is healthy for picking them yourself. If you're selecting them from a store that are already picked, pick ones that have a nice, fresh, green handle. And the surface is entirely smooth. There's no disease or insect pressure on there.
Pumpkins should be harvested before the first hard freeze, which could damage the skin and kill tissue. Frostbitten pumpkins don't last very long. A healthy pumpkin will stay good for up to a couple of months when stored properly. Rogge says the best place for a pumpkin is in a pie. But if you have other plans for it, it should go through a curing process similar to potatoes and onions. This allows the rind of the pumpkin to toughen up.
Put it in a 80-85 degree temperature, 80-85% humidity environment for perhaps 10 days to 2 weeks to let it cure out. After that's happened, you want to place them in a single layer, not touching, and off of a wet concrete floor. And you want probably a temperature of 50 to 55 degrees at that point in time.
Put a piece of wood or cardboard on the bottom of your pumpkins to absorb any moisture that might collect underneath. For long-term storage, wash the fruit in a solution of 1 cup of chlorine to 1 gallon of water. This will kill bacteria that could cause rot on the pumpkins. Learn more about pumpkin harvest and storage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
65 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 9 to 23.82, November up 3 to 23.06, December up 2 to 21.75, January milk up 14 to 20.64. Cheese markets today, barrels steady at 2.59, 40-pound blocks down 3 and 3 quarters to 2.20, one trade a block on the day, cash butter down 3 and a quarter to 2.94, two trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 138, one trade on the day, dry whey steady at 58 and 3 quarters, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher as the trade's ambitions remain strong as they continue to push contracts higher and have kept the complex trading above the market's 100-day moving average. After seeing that packers only got a mere 9,700 head last week bought for deferred delivery, there's a strong chance that cash cattle prices could hold steady, if not trade even higher. Boxed beef prices also higher. That's helping to support the market. Even though morning pork cutout values were lower, the lean hog complex is trading higher as consumer demand was mixed last week. If demand continues to be lackluster, however, the packers could begin to reduce throughput, and that would weigh in on prices. But so far, that hasn't happened. December live cattle up 62 cents to 183.82. February up $1.15 to 184.92. October feeder cattle up 45 cents to 244.35. November up 82 cents to 242.60. October hogs up 2 cents to 82.25. December up 65 cents to 74.87. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving higher. Soybeans leading the way higher. Rainfall over the weekend for the U.S. corn and bean belt was spotty and less than expected. Now, Brazil weather looks drier than forecast as we had expected Friday. That could further delay early soybean planting there. That has soybeans moving sharply higher. Also, tensions increasing for both the Russian-Ukraine war as well as Israel and Hezbollah. That is also helping to support the market. And there also could be another hurricane making landfall as well. December corn up 10 to 411 and 3 quarters. March up at 9 and 3 quarters to 429 and 3 quarters. May up 9 and a quarter to 440 and a quarter. New crop 25 up 6 to 448 and 3 quarters. November beans up 21 and 3 quarters to 1033 and 3 quarters. January up 22 and a half to 1052. March up 21 and a quarter to 1065. New crop 25 up 14 and a half to 1074 and 3 quarters. October soybean meal up 820 to 325.60. October soybean oil up 34 cents to 42.50. Chicago wheat, December and March both up 12 and a quarter. December at 580 and 3 quarters. March 599 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat, December up 7 and a half to 615 and a half. And March up 7 and a quarter to 637. Energy markets today, November crude oil down $1.29 to $69.71. December down $1.15 to $68.95. October gas now down 6 to $1.97. while November gas down 5 to 195. That's national markets. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers are taking a wait-and-see approach to buying 2025 inputs. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com. As commodity prices fell in recent months, input costs have been slow to follow. Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX, says buying inputs is a challenge for farmers.
Farmers, of course, are struggling with low grain prices. That has been the single biggest conversation out there, is that fertilizer prices are high, but the manufacturer is like, well, it's high before and they bought it. It's like, well, that's right. But corn was $4, $5, $6 a bushel. And today we're looking at something with a three in front of it. So the cash flow is significantly different, which is going to change how the farmer moves to the marketplace. You know, when we look at what we expect for next year, we're still forecasting 91.5 million acres of corn for 2025. That begets a certain amount of phosphate and potash and nitrogen demand, but that does not mean they have to step in early. So that is changing things.
There are geopolitical situations that could have a significant impact on the availability and price of fertilizer in the future.
Globally, there are some things that still spook us that I know things are bad today, but they can certainly get worse. When you start to think about the Israel-Iran situation, the Russia-Ukraine situation, the China-Taiwan situation, and then you start to look at the fertilizers that are produced around these regions, I hope that this is the worst it gets, but I'm not going to make any guarantees on it.
Linville talks about what farmers may want to keep in mind as they think ahead to 2025.
A lot of people have got the mindset, I am going to wait. I'm going to wait to see if prices go down. I'm going to wait to see if grains go up. I'm going to wait to see if something jumps out as the crop to produce next year. But if I lock in stuff now, I'm locked in. I can't get away from that. So everybody is going to take this wait mentality, and that's okay. It's first half August. It's slow. It's quiet. We're a very long way from spring.
That's Josh Linville with StoneX. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Dairy farmers of Wisconsin announced the appointment of Ben Miller as Senior Vice President of Industry Relations. In his role, Miller will be responsible for fostering relationships with dairy and agriculture industry organizations, leaders, and stakeholders. His primary objective is to provide dairy farmers of Wisconsin and Wisconsin dairy farmers with valuable information and insights, ultimately building trust and expanding markets through education. Miller previously served as the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Assistant Vice Chancellor for Government Affairs and Strategic Partnerships. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation's Agriculture in the Classroom program has awarded $5,000 to educators in agriculture literacy programs across the state. The grant funds will support innovative core curricula initiatives that incorporate agriculture concepts while helping students meet academic standards and develop career readiness skills. Group schools and educators can apply for up to $500 as part of the Agriculture in the Classroom Ag in All Classrooms grant program. Now, the next request for proposals will open December 1st. The program's made possible by the support of Compeer Financial, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and Ag Country Financial. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is accepting nominations through October 31st for seats on the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board.
District 4, which includes Adams, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, Monroe, and Washera counties, have a spot up for election. The Department of Ag Market Order staff will mail nomination forms to any producer who requests one prior to October 31st. The Department of Ag will conduct the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board election from December 5th through January 10th. Elected growers will serve three-year terms beginning February 1st of 2025. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Shippers have less than 2 weeks to prepare contingency plans if workers strike at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports in the U.S. Composed of 85,000 members, the International Longshoremen's Association is approaching the expiration of its master contract with the United States Maritime Alliance on September 30th. The union's chances of averting an October 1st strike are dwindling as automation concerns and wage disagreements stall negotiations. ILA President Harold Daggett has been clear about the union's intentions to strike and shared a strike mobilization plan earlier this month. A strike would have a major impact on operations and the flow of goods at several ports. The contract between the ILA and the United States Maritime Alliance covers ports in states such as Texas, Maine, New York, New Jersey, and Florida, but a strike could spur disruptions for other regions and industries. West Coast, Canada, and Mexico ports are seen as viable alternatives if a strike becomes reality. The price of your morning coffee could be going up as harvest wraps up for this year's Brazilian coffee crop. Drought is threatening the 2025 harvest. The market is watching how the dry conditions, the worst drought in more than 70 years in Brazil, will affect coffee plants. Prices are already at a 13-year high when adjusted for inflation, according to the International Coffee Organization. In August, the organization's composite indicator price, which combines the price of several types of green coffee beans, averaged $2.38 a pound, up nearly 55% from the same month a year ago. In part, prices are rising because of higher demand, particularly in Asia. But weather's really driving the increase. Drought, frost, and fire have damaged as much as one-fifth of coffee producers' growing areas in Brazil, that according to Cobank. Associated Press reports Vietnam, the world's second-largest coffee producer, is also experiencing heat and drought, which could impact the crop there as well. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies, propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers, and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com. Cooler weather to start the week in our ag weather forecast. Now, winds will be light, and also the temperatures will be cool. We'll stay dry for most of the week. Sunshine throughout the day today, high 64 to 69, relative humidities at 40 to 45%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 7. We'll see 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 42 to 47, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Light winds becoming southeast at around 5. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 7. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Thursday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, 'cause
heart was a minute. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. A sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a
downtown anymore.
1073 FM WRDN.
God knows where we'll go. Don't matter long as I've got your love. I don't ever want to wake up looking into someone else's eyes. Another voice calling me baby on the other end of the phone. A new girl putting on her makeup before dinner on Friday night. No, I don't ever want to know. Shotgun rider beside me, singing to the radio. Oh, oh. Slide, slide over nice and close. Lay your head down on my shoulder. You can fall asleep, I'll let you dream. Life ain't
my freedom in disguise. Now I know what I'm made of. Guess it just took some time to
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on the fast track to a law degree. She's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. She's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck. Boys, oh, get country with it.
can't stand it. It's that country thing, you know.